You're listening to the Humankind Well-Being Forum from humanmedia.org.
If you believe you are ill, you're thinking often of the consequences of that illness. If it's a very serious condition, will I die? What will happen to my family? Who will take care of loved ones? Who will pay bills? What will happen to plans I had had? These are all thoughts that will evoke the fight or flight response.
So merely reacting to the fact that one is sick can make the patient even sicker.
Precisely. And it's one of the damnable traits of being a human is that we know we are all going to pass away. It's doubtful that any other animal has that knowledge except in its last moments. But we having that knowledge is often enough of an anxiety-provoking thought in its own right that it leads to many of the problems we experience in our human state.
And, of course, if a person has a cough and exaggerates that into a sign of fatal malady, that can produce a whole chain reaction inside as well.
Having the intelligence we have as humans, we can often project to the point that, yes, I have a cough, and what if that cough, being a smoker, person could reason, might be lung cancer? Or what if you already have a cancer? A symptom that you would otherwise ignore now could become important. An ache or pain that you would otherwise disregard before there was a diagnosis of cancer now becomes very important. Might that ache or pain be a manifestation of the cancer? And when you look at the overall numbers of statistics that relate to visits to doctors, over 60% of visits to doctors are in the mind-body stress-related realm. Now, no one is saying, for example, in cancer, that cancer is produced by stress. There is no evidence of that whatsoever. But having a cancer, then one thinks, might the cancer be manifesting itself in whatever ache or pain you have, and therefore more symptomatology develops that's not related to the cancer itself, but rather to your interpretation of an otherwise normal ache or pain.
So there's a lot of interpreting going on, which has as a result a whole series of physical activity.
Right. And another term for interpreting are inferences. You infer that it's something that it isn't there. And a dog or a cat or a horse doesn't know if it has cancer. It will deal with the ache and or pain like any other ache or pain. But being human and with our intelligence and having a serious disorder like cancer can lead to interpretations and inferences that could make you feel worse from the cancer and perhaps even impede natural healing processes that might be some way limited by the stressful thoughts. So we've got to get the mind out of the way for these type of healing processes, and that's why repeating a word, a sound, a prayer, a phrase, and disregarding other thoughts allows us to get into this state. If you're of religious inclination, this state, you could believe, is God-given. If you are of secular orientation, you could reason it was evolutionarily derived. But either way, we have this capacity within ourselves with stress, the consequences of stress out of the way, that we can heal better.
What does it mean for patients to believe that they can heal? And how important is belief in a cure toward the process of achieving a cure?
Belief is vital for healing, belief and expectations. In fact, a phenomenon that has often been ridiculed, the placebo effect, is a very powerful healing phenomenon.
The placebo effect is where they test out a pharmaceutical medicine and half the group is given the real medicine and the other half is given a dummy pill.
Yes.
And then they compare how much the person's belief played a role in the outcome.
Exactly. Exactly. But it's you can categorize the belief in the following fashion. It's the belief and expectation of the patient, herself or himself. Secondarily, it's the belief of the healer, the physician, in the worth of her or his therapies. It's the belief and expectation that comes about by the interaction between the doctor and the healer, doctor and the patient. These are very powerful beliefs. In fact, there are scores of disorders that can be alleviated, in some cases even cured, by these type of beliefs. And they range from nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, anxiety, insomnia, angina pectoris, rheumatoid arthritis. Death itself can be caused by belief. We hypothesize that when one has that kind of positive belief, that one can put forth in the body the small amounts of the gas called nitric oxide, which is a dilator of blood vessels, which can often bring about a healing state. And that same nitric oxide can often counteract the effects of the stress hormones, adrenaline and noradrenaline.
So what kinds of thoughts will trigger the release of nitric oxide?
Thoughts of healing, thoughts that you believe. In other words, let's assume that you are a religious person and that you believe that prayer can bring about better healing. That is one such belief. Another belief is that I needn't worry about that. My body will heal it, and I'm going to get on with my everyday life. I'm not going to fret about that disorder. If you're religious, I'll put my healing in God's hands. There are many positive beliefs, or I believe that medication that that doctor has given me is so powerful it will cure me.
You've been listening to the Humankind Well-Being Forum. I'm David Freudberg. For more information and to learn about Walking Through the Storm, our radio documentary project for cancer survivors, please go to humanmedia.org. Thank you for listening.